The prompt I've chosen for my Theory of Knowledge exhibition is Are Some Things Unknowable? The object I've chosen to demonstrate how TOK concepts are manifested in the real world are a drawing of the first four spatial dimensions. Secondly, a diagram of our photoreceptors and a resulting trichromatic vision and how it compares to the significantly larger range of visibility for mantis shrimp. And paper model car that is involved in a Chinese cultural ritual. It's burnt as an offering, so the deceased will have the object that the model represents in the afterlife. The first object I want to talk about is the drawing of the spatial dimensions. The fourth dimension is a theoretical mathematical extension of the concept of three-dimensional space. The first reference to three dimensions or the dimensions of space was by Aristotle all the way back in ancient Greece. The idea is that everything we experience in our life can be limited to three dimensions, X, Y, and Z dimension. The idea of a higher dimension is now quite widely accepted, but not really an understood one. Explanations and theories are constantly developing as people dedicate their lives and work to understanding it. It connects to the field of mathematicals and natural sciences as it uses mathematical models and abstractions of physical objects and systems to rationalize, explain, predict, and understand how the world works, and specifically how, in theory, a fourth dimension would work. Since there isn't that much directly observable evidence for the physical fourth dimension, and it is such a complex idea, it's difficult to gather what we may understand as substantial evidence and determine whether this dimension exists or not. Even so, how do we know such a thing? We are fundamentally three-dimensional creatures and are unable to perceive any other dimensions. Therefore, we are constrained by our lack of being able to directly experience this and can't know that a fourth dimension exists from our own senses. This object I'm going to talk about next is the diagram of the mantis shrimp's range of visible light. Our eyes contain millions of color-sensitive cells that respond to the colors red, green, and blue light. With these receptors, also known as cones, in our eyes, we can see the colors we know as the visible spectrum. Animals with fewer cones, such as dogs, only have green and blue cones, and lack our red cones, can see a smaller range of colors, blue, green, and a little bit of yellow. But animals with more cones can see colors that we can't, such as the mantis shrimp, which has 12 different color cones. Now, if I asked you to imagine new color, I don't think you would be able to do that. I mean, our brains are physically incapable of imagining this new color, and we are just not, we don't have the senses to be able to know what these colors look like. We know that these colors exist, but we can't see or imagine them. We can never, even though we are able to study the mantis shrimp's biological anatomy and know that their colors outside our visible range of light, there's no way we could ever determine what these colors actually look like because we do not have the senses to perceive them. A third artifact is a paper model involved in the ritual. My family regularly partakes in these traditions, and so this is quite personal to me, but I often find myself wondering about the existence an afterlife and the implications of these rituals. Whether there's an afterlife has been a topic of debate and wonder since humans have developed a cognitive ability to even theorize about it. And historically, there are many examples of people believing in an afterlife and providing sacrifices or objects for people who are dead to enjoy. People have created equipment such as spirit boxes or Ouija boards to try and communicate with the disease. How do we know if there's really quote-unquote life after death? I mean, some people have experienced close-to-death situations or have been medically dead and then revived and claim to have knowledge of what it's like to die. For I have not had such experiences, I cannot know what it's like to die from my own senses, but there are other ways to know about something that we haven't experienced, such as through consensus, which is whether a majority of people agree, or through coherence, using logic and seeing whether it fits in with what we know to make sense. Because we don't have scientific evidence of an afterlife, does that mean we don't know about it? In the end, it all depends on how you define what it means to know something, and what counts as truth that is very open to interpretation. And from there, you can decide what is impossible or possible to know.